This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's close-up feature is Dr. Tom Little. Dr. Little is the superintendent of Yancey County Schools, and he joins us on a monthly basis to tell us what's going on in Yancey Schools. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Steve. The interesting and exciting thing going on in Yancey County right now was our visit from the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools last week. We had our accreditation visit. We had applied for district accreditation. Our schools are all accredited by the Southern Association, but we wanted to go the extra step to look at our entire school system.
What does district accreditation by Southern Association of Colleges and Schools mean?
In this situation, it's looking at the entire district, and they're looking to see if, first of all, we meet the standards, and there are 10 standards that we have to meet. They're also looking to see if we demonstrate a systematic process for improvement of our entire school system. And the third thing they look at is to make sure that we have a quality assurance plan in place to continuously evaluate our system and to make changes in whatever area we need to make changes in.
What areas does the team evaluate?
First of all, they look to see if we have beliefs and missions that are appropriate for the school system in order to meet the needs of our students. And, of course, our vision in Yancey County is excellence. They also look at the governance in that they look to see what the school board is doing. They look at the leadership of the school system. Then they evaluate our curriculum to determine if we are addressing the standard course of study. They look to see if our instructional design is appropriate, if teachers are actually using the best methods possible, and that those methods are research-based. They are determining if we are assessing students' progress and if we are measuring the results of our teaching. They look at the resources that we have in the classrooms and how we utilize those resources. They also look at student services to see how we're meeting the needs of students. They look to see if we're meeting the health needs of the students through employment of nurses. They're looking at our transportation system, counselors, and those type of things in the area of student services. They also look at the staff and the members of the community, parents, to determine how the relationship is with those various groups. They look at our facilities, and then finally, they look to determine if we have a continuous process for improvement. And what they're looking for is evidence that the standards are being met, and it's not a matter of them going through our files to determine if we're meeting the standards. They're actually talking to people.
What are the end results of their visit?
The end results are we're being recommended for accreditation by the Southern Association, so we're very proud of that. They tell us what they view as our strengths, what they view as achievements for the school system, commendation, things that we're doing very well. They look at limitation, challenges, and recommendations and give us a total recommendation. And then we have 2 years to address the areas that they feel need improvement on.
What strengths did they find in our Yancey school system?
Well, first of all, I was very happy that they picked up on communication as being a strength in Yancey County in that we have a lot of communication systems in place in that we meet monthly with various groups to promote clear communication. Also, they picked up on the fact that we have a clear vision throughout our school system, and as I said, that vision is excellence, and everyone they talked to communicated that. Another strength that they focused on was the support of their school board members. They were very impressed with the school board members and the level of involvement that the school board members have as far as their support for the school system. They also commented on the support that comes from the schools and the school administration for the board members, for the superintendent, and for central office staff. They commented on our test scores because we are above the state average. They also gave us strength in that they felt that the stakeholders had trust and confidence in the school system. They focused on our curriculum alignment in K-12 and that we're very closely tied to the standard course of study. Our physical management was another strength in that we're very creative in what we do. They pointed out that we do an awfully lot here with very little money. They emphasized the visibility of the leadership team in the system, as well as being proactive for our ESL population and the fact that data-driven instruction is something that we focus on here. They talked about the school programs that are enhanced by partnerships with community-based programs. They talked about the fact that 33% of our staff is National Board Certified, which is a huge number of teachers to be National Board Certified. They talked about visionary leadership as being a strength, as well as just the willingness to meet challenges head on.
What challenges do they see?
Challenges, of course, our capital outlay projects, trying to fund our schools that are in need of being replaced, basically. As you know, our buildings were built in the early 30s, so they're getting quite old. They also focused on a challenge being the career opportunities for graduates in order for those students to stay in Yancey County. They said that one of our challenges was addressing the ESL population that is continuing to grow, as well as unfunded state and federal mandates that were continually being given without money to do the mandates. And then the final thing that they said was a challenge was our local tax base and just the economy of Yancey County and bringing in money to support the schools.
What were their recommendations?
Basically, our recommendations were very, very limited. They felt that we needed to continue to focus on our district technology plan. We do have a very good technology plan, but it takes a lot of work to implement that. They focused on vertical and horizontal alignment with our curriculum at the secondary level. And then the final thing was that they wanted us to continue to update our capital outlay five-year plan. So those three areas we will be addressing. We're already working on the secondary curriculum in that we have a person who is working at the high school on curriculum, and I'll continue to work with her on that. Our five-year plan, we do have it in place. It's just a matter we need to continue to add to it. And, of course, technology is always something we're working on. So hopefully within the next 2 years we'll address all of these areas of recommendation.
Our guest on today's close-up feature, Dr. Tom Little, Superintendent of Schools for Yancey County. Dr. Little, it looks like you folks are continuing to strive for excellence.
Yes, we are.
And we'll be talking with you again soon. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.